From the Labor of Love album, some UB40 with a Cherry O Baby. Sadly, Brian Travers succumbed to cancer this past week, a founding member of UB40, so I wanted to go back and play something in tribute in honor of Mr. Travers. Squirt Gun before that with Frederick's Frost, also Ed Gein's Car. That's the name of the band from a 7-inch they put out back, I think it was 1985, in Brain Dead Baby. Felt the need to play that because the namesake, not the car itself, but the namesake of the band, Ed Gein, today would have been the anniversary of his birth. It is the anniversary of his birth. He died back in 1984, thankfully. And if you're alive today, he would only be 115 years old. So I played some Ed Gein's Car, Brain Dead Baby, and start off the entire set with Graham Coxon. Graham Coxon of Blur fame from a solo release of his. And his cover of Mission of Burma's That's When I Reach for My Revolver. Hey, you know what? That's when I reach for the remote and I say, gosh, how do I get off this radio show? How do I turn the channel? And you can't. You can't. I control everything now. It's all because you did get vaccinated. Yeah, it's not Bill Gates. It's the Mockster now that is in your DNA. And I'm just going to change it. I'm going to change you into a fan of this radio show. We are approaching the top of the hour. Hey, speaking of, before I get into the hour, we are approaching the top of the hour. And being a fan of this radio show, I want you to be a fan of this radio station because we have so many great shows on this station. Like, for example, on Tuesdays, there's this thing called A Minute Pause. Now, you're thinking to yourself, wait a minute. On the schedule, it says A Minute Pause, and it doesn't. Because A Minute Pause is just 60 seconds of space. Why, A Minute Pause is almost insignificant amount of time. So get it straight. The Minute Pause happens each and every Tuesday with your host Sean Watson from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. And if you're lucky enough, at 2 p.m., there's a replay of the Viva La Mock radio show from the Friday before. So, wow, Tuesdays can't go wrong, can they? Can they? Anyway, as I was mentioning, we are getting up to the top of the hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. It is WRCT Pittsburgh, and I appreciate you tuning in and listening. Another hour, we're going to do a music and a radio calendar, and then in two hours, I will have a mock. And, yep, it is not a Rolling Stones mock, but how about in that next set of music, I give you a hint or even tell you what the mock is, or I should say within the next hour, because I'll forget after the next set of music. I'm just being honest. This is just you and me talking. I'm going to forget. But when I do remember, I will remember to tell you what the mock is. Hey, did you know, speaking of dates and today marks the 30th anniversary of Pearl Jam's debut album 10 being released. Yeah, it was 30 years ago today. So in tribute, let's do it only the way I think the mockster can. Let's pay tribute to the release of 10.
Nothing but while you were sitting home alone at age 13, your real daddy was dying. Sorry you didn't see him, but I'm glad we told. Oh, I'm still alive. Hey, I'm still alive. Hey,
ready, for you and I can't remember anything to this very day, except the look. Oh, you're not aware. Oh, now I can see, I just stare. Oh, I'm still alive, yeah. Oh, I'm still alive, yeah. She said, well, of course there is. You're still alive, she said. Do I deserve to be? Is that the question? And if it's so, it's so. Who answers? Who answers? And I'm still alive. Yeah, I'm still alive.
Every hour will be spent filling a quota, just getting along. Handcuffs hurt worse when you've done nothing wrong. No thanks to the treadmill, no thanks to the grindstone. There's plenty of descent. Maybe a waste of words and time, never a waste of life. No thanks to the treadmill, no thanks to the grindstone. There's plenty of descent from these rungs below. The clockwork of destruction hanging close over our heads. Always a smokestack cloud or a slow walk in death. No light ever shines, dead in tears that dry. Maybe a waste of words and time, never a waste of life. Maybe a waste of words and time, never a waste of life.
bars. If my papa could have caught me, he'd have killed me. Said you might run, son, but you won't get that far. Miles were good, but the mileage is turning my hair gray. Met some people who knew me and called me friend. No sense in wanting my life to live over. Find different ways to make the same mistakes again.
Miles were good, but the miles
I'd probably make her sing We Are Meeting Again. Make them all again.
Hey there, Viva La Mocksters, I'm Mando Richard, encouraging you to enjoy whiskey before breakfast. Not literally. I don't want you getting DUIs. I mean, catch my WRCT radio show, Whiskey Before Breakfast, Wednesdays at 11 a.m. on the 88.3 FM Pittsburgh and WRCT.org. Folk, bluegrass, country, blues, and lots more. Oh, don't let the Mocksters hit back fool you. He loves pedal steel guitar as much as he loves the theremin.
My sweet little baby, I'm her little liver ball.
Charlie Daniels Band wrapping up that set of music with a cover of the Stevie Ray Vaughan track Pride and Joy. Would you believe it was actually 31 years ago on this day we lost Stevie Ray Vaughan in a helicopter accident outside Chicago in Wisconsin. I actually remember the day, and I'll be honest with you. I'll be extremely honest. I'm not a big Stevie Ray Vaughan fan. Like, I appreciate it. I think he was tremendously talented. It's just his style of music just wasn't my thing. But I do remember roughly even where I was when I heard that announcement. But anyway, before the Charlie Daniels Band, how about some Whiskey Town? Speaking of people passing, I had mentioned Tom T. Hall passed away this past week. So played a Whiskey Town doing a cover of Tom T. Hall's I Hope It Rains at my funeral. Also played some Uncle Tupelo in there. Went back to the March 16th through 20th, 1992 album, the second album of my set tonight that Peter Buck had production credits behind, but played Grindstone, and I played that for Tupelo. Tupelo, a new listener to the Viva La Mock radio program. Well, that's only if he made it past the first hour, because He came via another program that's a little twangier and less whatever I am. So if he didn't make it past the first hour, well, maybe he will just tune in on the second hour, because it got a little twangier right now. So Tupelo, that was for you. I played Uncle Tupelo. Start off the entire set with Steven Seagal's doing their cover of Pearl Jam's Alive to celebrate the fact that it was 30 years ago today that the original album from Pearl Jam was released. Hey, gets us to where we are now, about 18 minutes past the hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock, and I appreciate you tuning in and taking a little time out of your evening or your afternoon or whenever the show's running to just to listen. And as I said, I do appreciate that. I mentioned we lost a lot of people this week. We did lose a lot of people, it feels like, at least. I mean, I think there was like four. But still, that's four too many in my world, because in my world, I just don't want anyone to pass on. But I apparently have no control over that as much as I try. And as I mentioned, I played that Tom T. Hall song because he had passed away this week. So why not just play some Tom T. Hall?
In some of my songs, I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. This little song is more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough. Champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
My wife often frowns when we're out on the town and I'm wearing a suit and a tie. She's sipping vermouth and she thinks I'm uncouth when I yell as the waiter goes by. I like beer.
It makes me a jolly good fellow.
I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough. Champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in gear. While this little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
Last night I dreamed that I passed from the scene and I went to a place so sublime. All the water was clear and tasted like beer. Then they turned it all into wine. I like beer.
It makes me a jolly good fellow.
I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough. Champagne costs too much.
vodka puts my mouth in gear. Oh, this little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I love beer.
Yes, he likes beer.
Speed is a drag, it's a big, big drag. Set your mind on fire, make your organs sag. Coke is a joke, rather take a toke than be broken and a choking with your brain cells smoking. Tripping on acid makes you flaccid. DMT, too rich for me. Heroin, aquarium, a nice pine box to bury in. Marijuana makes me wanna eat candy and eat Madonna with her hair bleached by peroxide, huffing on some nitrous oxide. Well, I've tried them all, and it might sound queer, but my favorite drug is an ice cold beer. Bear, 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 we love beer. I get thrills from pills, but mostly chills from Robitussin and a bottle of NyQuil. XTC's okay with me on airplane glue. You sneeze, I chew. Mohawk girl with a needle in her neck. Nervous wreck, gonna call collect. Nicotine is so obscene, and caffeine only makes me mean. Up spray paint ain't so quaint, it gives you headaches and makes you faint. Hash is a gas like a blast from the past, but trying to hunt it down is a pain in the ass. Well, I tried them all, and it might sound queer, but my favorite drug is an ice cold beer. Bear, 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 we love bear. Set your mind on fire, make your organs sag. Coke is a joke, rather take a toke than be broken in a choking with your brain cells smoking. Tripping on acid makes you flaccid. DMT too rich for me. Heroin, aquarium, a nice pine box to bury in. Marijuana makes me wanna eat candy and screw Madonna with her hair bleached by peroxide, huffing on some nitrous oxide. Well, I tried them all, and it might sound queer, but my favorite drug is a nice cold beer. Beer, 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 beer. Bear. I get thrills from pills, but mostly chills from Robitussin and a bottle of NyQuil. XTC's okay with me on airplane glue. You sneeze at you. Mohawk girl with a needle in her neck. Nervous wreck, gonna call collect. Nicotine is so obscene. Caffeine only makes me mean. Love spray paint ain't so plain. It gives you headaches, makes you faint. Hash is a gas like a blast from the past, but trying to hunt it down is a pain in the ass. Well, I tried them all, and it might sound queer, but my favorite drug is an ice cold beer.
Bear, 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 we love bear. Bear, 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 we love bear. Bear, 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 we love bear. Bear, 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 we love bear.
Yeah! you never cared and that you never will. Do it all again. I guess I'll have to wait until then. If I get drunk, well, I'll pass out on the floor now, baby. You won't bother me no more. If you're drinking, well, you know that you're my friend. And I'll say, I think I'll have myself a beer. She loved me so, but I guess you changed her mind. Well, I should have known it wouldn't be alright, but I can't live without her, so I won't even try. If I get drunk, well, I'll pass out on the floor now, baby. You won't bother me no more. If you're drinking, well, you know that you're my friend, and I'll say, I think I'll have myself a beer. Someday I'll think of what you say. Maybe next time I'll remember what you do. She looks like heaven. Maybe this is hell. She said she'd do it all again. She promised not to tell. And if I get drunk, well, I'll pass out on the floor now, baby. You won't bother me no more. She said, it's okay, boy, cause you know we'll be good friends. And I'll say, I think I'll have myself a beer.
Real Big Fish wrapping up a themed set of music with their song Beer. Before that, the Replacements gave us some Beer for Breakfast. The Asylum Street Spankers with their song Beer, and inspired the song that inspired it all, the late Tom T. Hall, and I Like Beer. Hey, it is, it's 30 minutes past the hour here on the Viva La Mock radio program here on WRCT. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. It is a show called Viva La Mock, and I appreciate you tuning in. We still got plenty, over half the show to go, so this is some excitement. Now, I've already played a Tom T. Hall cover, and I mentioned we lost Tom T. Hall, and I played a Tom T. Hall original, but he was such a great storyteller and songwriter that I thought maybe let's have one more. Let's squeeze one more in there, but let's do it Mockster style. I'm going back to the With or Without Me album from Tom Heinle, which came out in 2003 for his version of Tom T. Hall's I Love.
I love chickens without heads, the smell of old sheds, sleeping in class and ass. I love mailmen when they're mad, nuns when they're bad, hippies when they're cops, and rolling stops. And I love you too. I love pantyhose, Play-Doh with my nose, spankings when they smarts and shopping carts. I love golfing indoors, shag carpet floors, young Haley Mills and pills. And I love you too. I love clowns when they smoke, funeral jokes, drunk driving in the day, and TV trays. I love bathrooms on a bus, things that don't flush, three-legged cats, and laundromats. And I love you too. I love coffee from a can, six fingers on a hand, horses when they talk, and fuzzy socks. I love bowling pins, old elbow skin, wrestlers on a beach, and sheep. And I love on a leash, anything Siamese, underwear on a doll, and Lincoln Logs. I love Goodwill cashiers, old wrestler ears, soda can pipes, and life. And
McDonald's is a place to rock. It is a restaurant where they buy food to eat. It is a good place to listen to the music. People flock here to get down to the rock music.
Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's!
McDonald's will make you fat. They serve Big Macs. They serve quarter pounders. They will put pounds on you.
Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's. Rock and roll McDonald's.
McDonald's hamburgers are the worst. They are worse than Burger King. A Big Mac has 26 grams of fat. A quarter pounder has 28 grams of fat.
Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's! Rock and roll McDonald's!
Rock over London, rock on Chicago. Wheaties, breakfast of champions.
am I gonna cry? Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye bye my love, goodbye. There goes my baby with someone new. She sure looks happy, I sure am blue. She was my baby till he stepped in. Goodbye to romance that might have been. Bye-bye love, bye-bye happiness. Hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye love, I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance, I'm through with love, I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye-bye love, bye-bye happiness. Hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye love, bye-bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye-bye my love, goodbye. Bye-bye my love, goodbye. Bye-bye my love.
Top of the world, top of the world,
Shonen Knife doing their version of the Carpenters' Top of the World here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, the Everly Brothers. Yeah, we lost the other brother, Don Everly, this week. So wake up, little Susie. Played that in a tribute to us losing Don. Also some Wesley Willis in there, Rock and Roll McDonald's. Now, I played that one because today is the anniversary of the birth of Joan Crock. Now, Joan Crock, I believe, was the third wife of Ray Kroc. Not as at least third or potentially second, but I don't know if you know this story about Joan Crock. So Ray died, and then Joan inherits the McDonald's empire. And if I didn't mention who Ray Kroc was, yes, Ray Kroc basically is the man who got who made McDonald's what it is. So he didn't start McDonald's. He made McDonald's what it was. And so he passes. Joan gets this entire fortune. And you know what? I think she did with all of it. I could be wrong. Maybe it was just some of it or most of it. But she gave it in an endowment to NPR. So when you hear, when you're listening to NPR and you say, hear something made courtesy possible of the Joan Crock Foundation, that's basically her taking this corporate greed money and what I would say giving it to good. So Joan Crock, who passed away back in, I think it was like maybe even 2003, but again, anniversary of her birth would have been today, so I played some Wesley Willis for you. And also Tom Heinl started off the entire set with his version of Tom T. Hall's I Love Someone Else That We Lost. Not Tom Heinl, we lost Tom T. Hall. So I wanted to play a little bit music for you in that regard. What else should I tell you? Huh. We got about 15 minutes before we get to the top of the hour. What happens at the top of the hour? Well, we're going to do a radio calendar and a music calendar and let you know some things potentially going on around town. Things are changing daily with this Delta variant, but I'm just telling you what I know and what I'm reading, and you need to maybe do a little bit more research beyond that and find out what's going on. But I do want to remind you that Spack Brothers Pizza, they do join you in supporting WRCT. Spack Brothers, they offer pizza and hoagies and wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Now, they don't use any refined sugars in their sauce. They don't use any unbleached flour in their dough. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, you can reach out to them with a telephone and call 412-362-SPACK. You can go on the interwebs, which could also be on your telephone. Think of that, SPACBrothers.com. Again, that's 412-362-7725 or SPAC Brothers, SPAKBrothers.com. And while I'm just telling you about things and telling you about, I mentioned, yes, we are not doing a Rolling Stones mock. We did lose Charlie Watts, but we are not doing a Rolling Stones mock. But when I think of the Stones, I do have to think of my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, who is probably one of the bigger Rolling Stones fans that I know. And it's not just because he's a big dude. It's because he's a huge fan. Now, you can actually join him for his show. It's called Quartz in Session. It's 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul. But what he does is he actually will focus on new music by your favorite classic artist. It happens Thursdays at 8. And again, a replay of that show happens Fridays at 1 p.m. And it's exclusively here in the Pittsburgh market on WRCT. So speaking of the Stones, speaking of us losing Charlie Watts, who turned 80 years old over the summer, let's do a set of music that was inspired by the Stones and kick things off with Chuck Berry.
Everything is wrong since me and my baby parted. All day long I'm walking cause I couldn't get my car started. Laid off from my job and I came for to check it. I wish somebody'd come along and run into it and wreck it.
Come on, since my baby parted, come on. I can't get started, come on. I came for to check it. I wish somebody'd come along and run into it and wreck it.
Everything is wrong since I've been without you. Every night I lay awake thinking about you. Every time the phone rings, sounds like thunder. Some stupid jerk trying to reach another number. Come on, since I've been without you, come on. Steady thinking about you, come on. Phone sounds like thunder. Some stupid jerk trying to reach another number. Thank you.
really want to see you, and I don't mean maybe. I'm doing everything trying to make you see that I belong to you, honey, and you belong to me. So come on,
I wanna see you, baby, come on.
I don't mean maybe, come on. I'm trying to make you see that I belong to you and you belong to me. Come on.
The spark in your eyes sets my soul on fire. Your voice like angels above. The touch of your hand drives me insane. But baby, I want to be loved. I'm crazy about every little thing you do. I cherish the way you hug. Your kiss is so sweet, it just can't be beat. But baby, I want to be loved. Every time I ask you for a date, you don't come at all, or you mighty late. I ask you to dance a little spin. You said, wait a minute, daddy, here come my friend. I like the way you walk when you're passing by, even when you try to snub. You kill me every time you give me the eye, but baby, I want to be loved.
the clay. Boston, here I go. KPG, set yourself up. Let me know.
Gonna be. Are you gonna give your love to me? I wanna love you night and day. You know my love will not fade away. Oh, well, you know my love will not fade away. Cadillac, I try to show it and you're driving me back. Your love for me got to be real for you to know just how I feel. A love for real not fade away.
Buddy Holly, Not Fade Away, wrapping up that set of music, a set inspired by the Rolling Stones and the passing of Charlie Watts. Played that one because that was the A-side to the Rolling Stones' first U.S. single, was their cover of that song, so I wanted to play that. The song I played before that, The Liars Doing Stone, that was a Stones-penned song, but it was actually the B-side of their second U.K. single, and I should say that that Buddy Holly track was the A-side to the third UK single. What else was, how about the Beatles, I Want to Be Your Man? That was the A-side to the Rolling Stones' second UK single. Came out in November 1964, and it was also the B-side of the first US single by the Rolling Stones. Then we go to that first single that came out in the UK. The B-side was Muddy Waters, I Want to Be Loved, so I played you the original version. June 1963 is when the Stones released that, and the A-side was their version of Chuck Berry's Come On. Woo, come on. I got that one out, and I'm glad. I hope you enjoyed it. It was just a bunch of A and B sides of some Rolling Stones-inspired stuff because we did lose Charlie Watts of the Rolling Stones. If you want some good oldies, some really, really good oldies, you should tune into Radio 9. It's each and every Saturday from noon to 3. Your host is Jay Thurber, and when they let him out and he's on his meds, it's a great show. So tune in on a Saturday afternoon and enjoy your day here on WRCT with Jay Thurber. I have a music and a radio calendar coming up in a matter of seconds, but before I get to either of those, I've got this special announcement.
WRCT, Pittsburgh. Thank you.
Thank you.